as I've said, the conversion movement represents the beginning of a non-violent Dhamma revolution, the most radical and profound overturning of the caste system, and the repression that was intrinsic to it, that is intrinsic to it. More profound, more radical, I would say, than the work of Mahatma Gandhi, more profound than the work of communists, Marxists, more profound than the work of Christians. Because this conversion involved, had to involve, a spiritual and mental transformation. This is certainly Dr. Ambedkar's great vision, that being becoming Buddhists, it must involve a mental and spiritual transformation. The great mass conversion, I'd also say, is important for the world. First of all, for the wider Buddhist world, it was a wonderful boost. Buddhism had been on the run in Asia at that time. There'd been terrible losses in China through the Cultural Revolution, through the Maoist regime. Buddhism had been terribly repressed. In Tibet, Buddhism had been terribly repressed. And in other countries too. Communism was going in a great wave at that time and would continue through the 60s and 70s. And also capitalism was having its own effect. There was also the work of Christian missionary activity. Dr. Ambedkar's conversion showed that Buddhism could live in the modern world. It had something to say to the modern world. In fact, Dr. Ambedkar asserted, he believed passionately, that the modern world needed religion, more than the ancient world, and really the only religion that could speak to the modern world was Buddhism. That's what he believed. For the world generally, the great mass conversion is a great example. It's an example of non-violent but active social change. It's an example that this can only be achieved if there is mental and spiritual transformation. Dr. Ambedkar firmly believed this. With violent politics-led revolution, he said, you may get quick change. And if he was himself a great politician, he was the architect, after all, of the Indian constitution, the first law minister of the government of India. So he knew all about the importance of just political systems. He didn't ignore that. But he said, you can only have lasting change if there is mental and spiritual change. If there's violent change, it will be ephemeral. If it's mentally and spiritually driven, it might be slow, the change, but the effects will last longer. It will be slow but sure. I think from everything I've said, you can begin to appreciate how important the centre you're twinned with must be. Nagpur is really the heartland of the conversion movement. At the Diksha Bhumi, the great conversion ground, there is a great stupa, an enormous stupa, commemorating the conversion. And all over Nagpur and throughout Maharashtra and other parts of India too, there are numerous statues of Dr. Ambedkar. And on the 14th of October, you can be sure there'll be massive celebrations in Nagpur, throughout Maharashtra, throughout India, celebrating the great mass conversion. On the 14th of October 1956, the Diksha Bhumi was just a patch of land, to which this vast body of men, women and children came to, on which they converged. They came from Nagpur, from surrounding villages and towns, and they were all dressed in white. I've seen photographs and footage of the conversion, and everybody is in white, an extraordinary sight. Dr. Ambedkar was on the stage with his wife, with his attendants. There were Buddhist monks, there were speeches. And first of all, Dr. Ambedkar worshipped the Buddha, and then he took the refuges and precepts from U Chandramani Mahathera, the Burmese monk, the senior most Buddhist monk in India, who was also who conducted Sangharakshita's Shramanera ordination. Having taken the refuges and precepts himself, Dr. Ambedkar then turned to his followers and gave them personally the refuges and precepts, followed by 22 vows that he'd composed himself, vows designed to ensure the purity of their Buddhist practice. So you have to imagine 400,000 people chanting the refuges and precepts after Dr. Ambedkar. As I've said, there was tremendous joy and exhilaration and freedom in the air.